Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is played on Monday nights from 7 to 8 in WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my chance to share with you my favorite music and other things, and I'm looking forward to tonight. To start the show off, I'm going to go and play some Oscar songs since the Oscars were last week, and one of the songs that I played earlier this year won the best song of the year, got an Oscar, and I was happy for that. And usually I try not to play a song on the show that I've played in the last 6 months. Now I'm playing my favorite song, so I've got to have a lot of songs to spread out over a year, but some of the songs I like so much I play over and over anyway, like Spanish Dancer. But this coming song, this is called The Weary Kind, and it was the kind of the theme song from Crazy Heart. Crazy Heart, Jeff Bridges won Best Actor, and the song won Best Song. I like this song a lot, and I commented before that I wish I'd heard the song before I saw the movie, because I think the song catches the mood of the movie, and it catches what Jeff Bridges was trying to portray. And I would have gotten it more if I'd heard the song first. So this is Weary Heart from the movie Crazy Heart. Weary Kind, the movie Crazy Heart, and it's sung by Ryan Bingham.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. Place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Thank you. wolf's on the loose. You rolled him sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was The Weary Kind, which was the Oscar-winning song from the movie Crazy Heart, sung by Ryan Bingham. The next song is another Oscar-winning tune. This is from The Wizard of Oz in 1938. This version was recorded in 1993. It's recorded by Israel Kamakawiwo Ole. There's a mouthful, Kamakawiwo Ole. Israel Kamakawiwo Ole is a Hawaiian, was a Hawaiian. He died fairly young. He was severely obese. He weighed 770 pounds, and he was 6 foot 2 inches tall. He was kind of a national treasure in Hawaii, and his death was there were numerous services and commemorations. But think of a man weighing 770 pounds, playing a small ukulele and singing this song. This song has no accompaniment other than his playing the ukulele. It's Over the Rainbow. It's a song which has been sung by many, many singers, Judy Garland included. But this particular version is my favorite. So this is Kamakawi. Well, I won't even try it again. And he's singing Over the Rainbow, and he's the sole instrumentalist playing the ukulele.
Can I,
was Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung by Israel Kamakawiwoole. The next song is also an Oscar-winning song. This is from 1999. Well, the original Oscar-winning song was from 1968 for the movie The Thomas Crown Affair. And this was the theme song. It's called Windmills of Your Mind. There was a remake of that movie in 1999, The Thomas Crown Affair, and they used the same song as a theme song, but they used a different recording of it. This recording of the theme song, Windmills of Your Mind, was done by Sting, and I like this song a lot. I find it's basically mysterious to me, something to do with the rhythm. And this also brought Sting, made me aware of who Sting is and what he can do. So this is The Windmills of Your Mind from The Thomas Crown Affair.
Spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Never shone like a door that keeps revolving in a half forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Jangle in your head. Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your head? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? Over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragments of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That was Windmills of Your Mind, sung by Sting. So we've listened to three Oscar-winning songs, The Weary Kind from this year's Oscars, 2009 movies, Over the Rainbow, which won in 1938, and Windmills of Your Mind, which won in 1968. Now we're going to switch gears completely. I'm a country music fan and a bluegrass fan, and I know a little bit about some of the genres, and the people who are really into this stuff can tell you that there's a difference between something called bluegrass and old-timey. They sound very similar. I'm really more of an old-timey fan. My fiddle teacher was an old-timey fiddler, and he is an old, Sam Gobble. And this music it's a lot like bluegrass. I think it probably predates bluegrass a little bit, but they're similar enough. They both use banjos and fiddles and guitars a lot, mandolins, voice. But the old-timey is a little more soft and gentle, a little more rhythmic, not quite as tight harmony, and not quite as structured. So the following two songs, I'm pretty sure, are old-timey. The first one's by Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler. They were the performers and teachers at a camp I was at for a week a few years ago, and so I took their fiddle lesson. I was stretched. It was sort of an intermediate lesson, and I was a beginner. But still, it was fun to hear them play. They do a style called twin fiddling. And the two of them, they're married. They have a child. They're brilliant fiddlers, and they sing. So the first song is called Johnny Buckler. It's Reese Jones singing, and I'm pretty sure that both of them are playing on it, so you can listen for the twin fiddles. It's from an album called Starry Crown. And I love this song, and I love this fiddling, and I love this style of music. So I hope you do too. Here's Reese Jones and his wife, Christina Wheeler, playing and singing Johnny Buckler.
Johnny Buckle wouldn't do what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I drew him up to the foot of the hill and I hollered with the mule, and the mule stood still. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Back in the mud I stuck my heel. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I put my shoulder against the cart and I hollered at the mule, but the mule wouldn't start. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Blacksmith shop and I hollered at the mule, and the mule did stop. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I asked that fellow to mend my yoke and I hopped to the bellows and pulled up smoking. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. He fixed my yoke and he mend my ring and he never charged me everything. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Young man, the mules don't die. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Well, if he dies, I'll tan his skin. And if he lives, I'll ride him again. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Walked on his head for to save his feet. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I had an old mule and his name was Bill, and I worked him in the heart of it and died on the hill. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I rode him to the river, but I couldn't get him in. Hit him in the head with a buckeye lid. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I rode him to the river, but I couldn't get across. Hopped on the bullfrog, thought it was a horse. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do.
That was Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler. They recorded that in 2004. It's from their album, Starry Crown. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. This is coming from Emory and Henry College, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Broadcasting at 9,000 watts, reaching, we hope, and we think, the other side of Bristol, up to Marion, parts of Johnson City, maybe Kingsport and places, but certainly all of Abingdon and Glade Springs and nearby communities. And it's a delight to reach out for more people and try and share this music with them. I am putting on things that I think are just fantastic, things I love to hear. And the next one is another old-timey fiddler, only this one's a much better-known performer. This is John Hartford. John Hartford was probably one of the best fiddlers of our generation, at least for my tastes, and a singer, and quite a character. He used to dance while he sang, and he was a riverboat pilot on the Mississippi, kind of his hobby, and that's what he did on his off times, and he was good at it, I guess. He had a riverboat pilot's license, and he worked there. But mostly he was a musician. He played all the instruments you can think of, all the ones that are used in old-timey music. And most of his recordings, he recorded all the instruments. He would just play the track and put another track down. This particular song is called Shiloh, or the Sekesh. I had to look up the Sesesh, I guess it's called. And that was a Confederate soldier who fought for the South, a secessionist. They called him Sesesh. So this song was called Shiloh. John Hartford wrote this and performs it. It's got some wonderful fiddle music in it, and also I just like the rhythm and the style. You can sort of feel this man coming through. This is John Hartford.
Sack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
That was John Hartford playing his composition called Shiloh or the Sesesh. Before we go on, I want to tell you about some other shows. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is normally aired on WEHC from 7 to 8 on Monday nights and also from 3 to 4 on Thursdays under the current schedule, and occasionally replayed other times. There are a lot of other great shows on. I'll mention a few that I like. I probably would like all of them if I listen to them, but I particularly like Rise Up Singing with Steve Fisher. He plays a lot of the same kind of music I play, folk, country. Steve has much more of a moral anchor. A lot of his songs are protest songs and songs advocating good causes. Along the way, he gets some really good music, and I recommend that show. That's on, let's see, get the days lined up, Wednesday nights from 9 to 10. On Monday nights, my night, after I'm on, Julian Ramirez plays something called Emery Satellite, and he plays Latin music, Latin jazz, Spanish. Good stuff. I've listened a couple nights. I leave my show running to see what's next, and wow, does some good stuff. Rise Up Singing, I mentioned. The Eclectic Hour with Jim Barker's on 8 to 9 on Tuesday nights. Jim often interviews people, has some interesting guests. I always like to mention Let's Get It On from Robert Weisfeld, Friday nights from 9 to 10. You should try listening at least once to Robert Weisfeld's show, Let's Get It On. It's just a different experience you're not going to get anywhere else. There are some other good shows on. Sybil Britton's Family Realities is a therapy show about families and different issues, and she's a friend of mine. I've listened a couple times. It can be utterly fascinating. She has some great guests on. They get into some earthy stuff. They get into some issues about life and death and what matters. So I recommend that too. So WEHC FM 90.7. We're also on the web. You can get us if you're away or out of the area. You can pick us up streaming. Go to ehc.edu. That's the Emory Henry website, EHC, Emory Henry College. .edu. Look for the little tag for WEHC FM. Click that. You may have to scroll around. You'll find a button to push that'll bring it to you live, streaming over the air. And you can also reach me if you want to send me email. My name is Harry Baya, and my email address here at Emory is hbaya@ehc.edu, emoryhenrycollege.edu. So it's hbaya@ehc.edu. And I'm always delighted to get any notes from fans, just to know who's out there listening, any comments you have, suggestions, what you liked, what you didn't like. So we've had some Oscar-winning songs, then we had two old-timey fiddle songs, and now we're going to go to something quite different. Someday I'm going to have a show. It's just my absolute favorite songs. All these songs I play are my favorites. I love all of them. I love listening to them. But, of course, there's some I like more than others. There's some that are just right at the top of the list. This is one of them. This is certainly in my top 10 and right up there, probably 1, 2, or 3. This is Cyndi Lauper singing Time After Time. And I looked it up. Cyndi Lauper, she didn't really get rolling in the music game until she was 30. She had a rough start. She had a lot of tries and failures. This particular song, her producers had made an album of her, and they hadn't let her write the songs. And they finally decided to give her a chance. So she and another man, Rob Hyman, who was, I think, the pianist, they got together and wrote this song. And it was her first number one hit. It kind of convinced the studio that, hey, this young lady can write. Cyndi Lauper has a 4-octave range and perfect pitch, and her own unique vocal style. This particular song is mysterious. Oh, by the way, Cyndi Lauper's image, she's a hybrid punk, is what it said. She's been dyeing her hair since she was 13. Bright color. She wears some of the weirdest clothing you'll ever see. She looks like a bag lady sometimes, only with bright colors. Quite a character. But it turns out that she's lived a pretty normal life. She got married in 1991. She's still married to the same man. They have one child. And she lives a more traditional life, I think, from the image she portrays. However, this is my favorite song by Cyndi Lauper and one of my favorite of all my songs. It's called Time After Time.
Bye. second hand unwind.
If you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.
Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside, the drum beats out of time.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time.
Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. That was from 1984. I want to stop to make a public service announcement and a welcome. The announcement is that a new member has joined our community on the 11th of March, which is just a few days ago. Lauren Rose Grossman joined us. She is the child of Robin and Eric Grossman. And she is a new member of the Emory and Henry community, a new member of the human race, a new member of the planet Earth, and a new member of the universe. So I want to add my welcome to all the others. I hope that she loves this big, crazy world we're in, and I hope she finds as much joy in it as I do and others have, and maybe a lot more. So welcome, Lauren, L-O-R-N. Welcome to our communities, and may you find them as rewarding as possible. And the next song, let's see if it has anything to do with that. In a way, it's a love song. It's an old Irish love song. Earliest tracks go back to 1799. This version is called Molly Bawn, and the man singing it is clearly in love. In some of the versions of this song, the person who's in love with Molly Bawn, and she has other names and versions, but mistakenly shoots her for a swan. Bad luck. But in this one, I don't think that's what happens. In this particular version, he expresses his appreciation for her and how much, what a wonderful person she is. But I infer that she died young, that the angels took her. So you'll have to listen and see what you can figure out. This is sung by the Celtic Connection. They're a group from Newfoundland. There are a lot of Irish people in Newfoundland, and they have a lot of music there too. So this is their song, Molly Bawn, sung by the Celtic Connection.
Molly Bawn, how I am sad and lonely out in the distant west. The happy dreams of bygone days at night disturb my rest. It's in this faithful heart of mine, forgot and never will be, are the days I spent with Molly Ball, a boat who now loved me. For she was young and slender and gentle as marble. Her eyes they shone like diamonds bright, like stars of early dawn. Her smile she had for every lad, would be set for all for me. And in trance I gazed on Molly Ball, the golden doll of me. When first she said she'd be my bride, how happy then was I. How pleasant were the hours of love, how quickly they passed by. A loving light shining in her eyes, she was too good for me. And an angel claimed her for his own and took her from Lockheed.
That was Molly Bawn, B-A-W-N, in case you're curious how a Bawn is spelled by the Celtic connection. I've mentioned many times in the show that one of my goals is to haunt you. And the point of that sort of is that some of these songs haunt me. they stay with me. That last one is one of those. That tune just seems classic to me. I feel like it's hardwired in my brain. And the first time I heard it, this version of it, I loved it. So I'm trying to do that to you. The next one is a shot. It mentions dreams. So there we go. I'm trying to sneak into your subconscious and influence your dreams. This is a sad dream in a way. The name of the song is Dreams That End Like This. It's by the Gibson Brothers. And Dreams That End Like This is a story of a romance that ended, and he really never got to say goodbye. He wanted to say goodbye, but it just didn't happen for whatever the reason. That's not explained in the song. And he points out that dreams that end like this are rough, because you're just left with all the unfinished needs and wants and desires, and they just end. So here we go with Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. That was Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. Well, that song's kind of mellow, and it tells about an ending. The next song, Jackson, by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. This is, I'm not sure it's so much an ending as an interruption. Johnny Cash sings that he's going to Jackson, and he's going to go wild. And June Carter sings back, so like, go ahead, you fool. And one of the points of the song, they say, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout, or something along that line. And apparently they did indeed get married in a fever. They were, they'd been dating for 12 years. They'd met in the Grand Ole Opry. They'd both been married before, and eventually got married, stayed married for over 30 years, and performed together. June Carter Cash was the daughter of Maybelle Carter, and was born in Mesa Spring over near Hilton's, one of the famous Carters, the Carter family, and sang with the Carter family growing up and as a young woman, and eventually ended up with Johnny Cash. He was from Kingston, Arkansas. He grew up, when he was young, worked in the cotton fields. He remembers singing in the cotton fields while they worked there. And he had quite a, he was kind of a wild man in many ways, had trouble with drugs and alcohol and other things. And June Carter calmed him down, and he gave her credit for saving his life. But here's a song where they get to put some energy into it and tell you a little bit about their relationship, perhaps, or maybe not, but somebody's relationship, and it's a wild one. Here we go with Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they'll laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking.
That's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Jackson, Johnny Cash and June Carter. My next song is another one of my favorites. Of course, all these are favorites. I just, but some of them I are just right up there on the top. And this is a classic. It's from my childhood. It was recorded in 1955 by Chuck Berry. And people, one of the comments was this was the beginning of rock and roll piano, the very first song to really do it. It's rated as one of the greatest songs of all time. There's a list that somebody collects. I think it's Rolling Stone. The greatest songs of all time. This is number 81. It was co-written by Chuck Berry and his piano player, Johnny Johnson. And Chuck Berry grew up kind of rough, had a few bad experiences along the way, and eventually met Muddy Waters in 1955, and that inspired him, and this song came out of that inspiration. He was in prison a couple times, Chuck Berry, but he finally got his act together, and this song is rated the sixth greatest, he's rated the sixth greatest guitarist of all time, and the third singer. Anyway, it's just a good song. It's called Maybelline. It tells a story. I was in high school when this song came out, and it's a high school type song, I think. So here we go with Chuck Berry singing Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain, I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood, I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like a setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Maybelline by Chuck Berry. I misquoted there. It's not piano, it's guitar. And the quote was, "Rock and roll guitar starts here." That's from Rolling Stone. So that was Chuck Berry. We've got time for just a little bit of the last song. This is a classic from 1956. It's called No Not Much by the Four Lads, a Canadian quartet who grew up together in Toronto. Now, they sang together in the school choir, and then afterwards they formed this group and had a number of hits. This is one of them. And it takes me back to my high school years. It's No Not Much from 1956, and we'll hear part of it before we fade the show out.
I don't want my arms around you, no, not much. I don't bless the day I found you, no, not much. I don't need you like the stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day. Much. My head's the lightest from your very slightest.
That was No Not Much by the Four Lads. You've been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, Monday nights from 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7. I hope you'll join me next week when we can once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.